When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another edition of the OHIO Podcast Live Call-In Show. Chris Wilds over to my left. I am the handsome one, Buckeye Boggs, as Mr. DK himself, Dylan Kuhn, liked to point out in the chat just a second ago. Although he did include you in that as well, Chris Wilds. He's a man of bad tastes, apparently. Good to have all of you with us tonight. Tyler's in the house. He says, OH, Chris, followed by not three, not four, not but five Buckeyes. I love it. Coconut Dreams in the house. Go Bucks. Good to see you tonight, Coconut. We've got a packed show, man. We got an absolute packed show, and I have got an interesting topic. I kind of had heard through the grapevine, that you needed to look at transfer quarterbacks more closely. And so I did. And I found something that is very unique about transfer quarterbacks that we need to discuss. It has me slightly worried, Chris, about this upcoming season. Slightly. I'm going to let you take the argument against what I'm going to present tonight on purpose. And talk me off the ledge. As a Buckeye fan tonight, I'm a little bit on the ledge that this isn't going to go like we want it to because of this statistic that I found. So I'll explain that in a minute tonight, guys. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, we're going to take your phone calls tonight. The phone lines are open. Feel free to give us a call. You can reach us 567-483-1999 is the number. Party like it's 1999. There's no draft on tonight. The TV's not even on, Chris. You have my full attention. I want to see some good phone calls tonight. Not only about the topic I'm about to present to you guys in just a minute, but I want to hear from you guys about what's going on in Ann Arbor. Chris and I dropped a video yesterday about the recruiting woes, if you will, the swing and misses by Tony Alford now for the maize and blue, not just the scarlet and gray. We want to hear about you guys, what you all think about that as well. Jeremiah Yoder is in the house. Good to see him tonight. And we've got Brian Oberst as well. Yes, Brian, you are correct. But just wait, there's a big difference. So just hold on 1 minute, all right? Let me do this real fast first. Let me go ahead and throw this over. Chris, are we screen sharing?
We are.
All right, this is our beautiful website, guys. Go on over to the ohiopodcast.com website, theohiopodcast.com. Here you will see we've got this great article that I just wrote and published about an hour and a half ago. So another recruiting swing and miss by Michigan and Tony Alford. We also got an early look at Ohio State's 2025 NFL draft prospects. And, of course, Ohio State escapes serious portal damage. These are all articles that were dropped today. Go on over to theohiopodcast.com, click on those articles, and check them out. I want to show you that up here we have links there, including one that is for the store. And on the, at the store, Chris, not only do we have that beautiful tumbler that you see right there for $45, but the infamous, the famous Silk Touch Red Bathrobe.
Yeah, we got to update what's on there. I've got a few new items to add to that. And
beautiful.
I'm not sure what, but that's not the way the page should be set up right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I had some featured items that should have been up there. So,
well, you know what? That might just be for me not refreshing. So I don't know, but that's under the store link. But if you go to the merch link, there it is, everybody, our new merch. We got the OHIO podcast t-shirts there for you, a white one, a red one with the same logo in white. We've got some hoodies down here. A white one with the red logo. We have a We Want Angry Ryan Day hoodie. We have the beautiful OHIO podcast fitted hats as requested. And you can get it in scarlet or white. We Want Angry Ryan Day. It's only $25. We have small all the way up to 5XL. So even Big Mac Mary can fit into that one or Burger Queen Betty. Either one. We Want Angry Ryan Day. Go ahead. Go to the website, go over to the merch link, get yourself some. I ordered a bunch earlier this week. I know Billy Bob told me he's ordered some. He's ordered a shirt or two that I'm aware of. So if that's you, if you have ordered something from the site, I would love to know about it, guys. Please let me know so that we can celebrate with you if you've got some. Let us know over in the comments if any of you have already ordered your merch. All right. Hey, look, speaking of Larry Daniels or Billy Bob, there's Billy Bob's buddy from down there in the sunny Florida. Says TCUN still sucks. Yes, they are. The cupboard is bare. It sure feels like it's getting that way. Eric, you're so good at words. Not really. Math and language is hard. For this old boy. The bullet train. Crazy, crazy. All right. Oh, I love it. There you go. We Want Angry Ryan Day. He says, take that, Holtz. Oh, gosh. We actually talked about what kind of shirt we could get that would kind of play into that. But, We're just gonna keep it with I Want Angry Ryan Day. That's kind of what
we don't have one yet with like Ryan Day choking out Lou Holtz, because that'd be great.
Not yet. Mellow Sevens in the house. Good to see you, my man. Good to have you with us tonight, man. A lot of Scoop Nation is here. There's Donald and Karen. Good to have you guys. Did Scoop go off the air already?
They must have wrapped it up earlier for us tonight, Eric.
Yeah. SC Buckeye. No, not all the Scoop family. Well, we're glad for those of you who are here. We appreciate that. All right. Before we take any phone calls, we already have one person waiting in the wings already. I see you there, KP. Or no, let's see. Who is that? Let me see if this might be a new number. Oh, no. Okay, this is Tyler. Tyler's waiting in the wings already, Chris. Tyler's waiting to talk to us. But before we get to you, Tyler, real fast, I want to present to Chris something that I found. It was hinted to me. I started doing some digging. There has never, that I am aware of, that I could find, been a senior transfer quarterback win a national championship in college football. Joe Burrow had 2 years in LSU before he won his. So that, because I immediately went, well, what about Joe Burrow? Joe Burrow transferred out, even though he graduated from Ohio State. He had 2 years of eligibility, so he got to play 2 years. Earlier, Justin Fields was mentioned. Pretty good transfer quarterback. Yeah. He was only a sophomore, right? I think it might have been even a redshirt freshman, but he was a sophomore at least, right, academically. So he had 2 years at Ohio State as well. The only one that I kind of thought about was the quarterback there at Philadelphia who left Alabama and went to Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts. But he didn't win a national championship.
No.
He did well, but he didn't win the Natty.
Yeah.
So, and ZZM actually brings up something I was about to say. Joe Burrow, when you compare Joe Burrow the first year at LSU to Dwayne Haskins, no one in their right mind would say, yeah, give me Joe Burrow over Dwayne Haskins that first year. Nobody. Statistically, play on the field, Dwayne Haskins outplayed Joe Burrow that first season. Mm-hmm. The second year was when Joe Burrow had his amazing Heisman campaign national championship run. And right off the bat, we got a $4.99 bet. Thank you, Larry Daniels. Thank you. Thank you, Larry Daniels. That actually helps the show out. It costs Chris and I about $15 to do a show, a call-in show, is what it costs for the line and the phone and everything. A little over $15. That goes a long way in helping us continue to keep the phone lines open. Larry Daniels has an all new with Portal and NIL for senior QB. So he's saying we're going to set a new standard this year, right? So that's what you're tasked with, Chris, is to be like Larry Daniels and be like Donald here and say, Will Howard will be the first. Can you convince me of that tonight?
I think that never in the history of the transfer portal have we seen a quarterback come into a team that is so stacked. You look at Joe Burrow's first year, what was he surrounded by? Was it exactly the same guys who were there the next year? Was it a team of returning seniors, which we have a lot of? Was it a team of five-star guys that we have a lot of? I mean, we've got more five-stars in that receiving room alone than most teams have on their roster. I think when you talk about Ohio State, you're talking about a different scenario. You look at what we have in place, and am I going to say that Will Howard's going to be the reason we win a national title? No. But do I think that we have the ability to get there and win one with Will Howard? Absolutely. We have, and somebody tell me that I'm wrong. As much criticism as I've given Ryan Day, I think we have the best and most innovative coaching staff in the country right now on the offensive side of the ball. We have the best coaching staff, scheme-wise, knowledge-wise, recruiting-wise, on the defensive side of the ball in the country. We have an amazing returning defense, which is going to make it much, much easier for Ohio State to go further. And Eric, we actually, I believe, have an offensive line that's showing improvement. Yes, they're still unproven, but I think from what we saw at the spring game, we are seeing an improving offensive line. This is a stacked team. There's a reason that we've got Denzel Burke coming out saying natty or bust. I don't want to say it matters who's at quarterback. But Eric, I don't know that it matters that much who's at quarterback. As long as they can be serviceable and not lose games, I think this is a national championship team. They just have to go out there, make smart decisions, play within their game, not try to do too much, and take care of the football, and this team is going to win a national title. And if they don't, massive changes need to be made in Columbus. It's that simple, given what they have. I think that Will Howard will be the first quarterback to break through that ceiling. But, you know, I just can't see any way that they don't win the national title this year.
Everything you gave me was about everything but the quarterback.
That's because I'm saying I don't know that it matters that much who the quarterback is on this team. You can't have somebody who can't play out there quarterback, obviously. You need to have somebody who is smart, somebody who takes care of the ball, someone with enough stones to go out there and run the ball if he has to.
Oh, he's got that.
He's got that in spades. And somebody who can just, and I'm going to quote Ryan Day here, someone who can do the routine things routinely.
Okay, I was about to say that. What scares me, what I don't know about with Will, is the consistency. It was brought up in the chat, the Texas game. Yes, there were times Will Howard, and maybe I need to go back and watch the video with Cocaine Willie to talk me off the ledge here a little bit. Because at that moment, I was feeling really good about Will Howard. But this stat that I heard, it shook me a little bit. Because Eric, I thought...
It's this simple. Nobody's ever done it until somebody does it.
This is true. And Donald and Karen, thank you so much for your $5 super chat. Appreciate that very much. Which team in the Big Ten will be a surprise team? OH. When someone says OH, Chris, we got to give them
the I.O.
That's the name of the show. I haven't dove into schedules, rosters. We wait until after everything with the spring portal has died down and teams get their full rosters, getting closer to, like, you know, July. We usually start our what we call our two-a-days here at the OHL podcast, where we break down two teams a week in the Big Ten. We're actually going to have to start 2 weeks earlier this year because now there's 18 teams in the Big Ten. So we're going to start in June, which is next month, because we're already in May, of breaking down these rosters and looking at the season, two teams at a time. And then the last week before the games, we break down the team from Ann Arbor and Ohio State. So this answer to your question might change. Fair enough. But my early inclination is Michigan State. I know that sounds really crazy given where they were, but I don't think they can get any worse than where they were. And now that there's no divisions, I think it's possible Sparty could surprise some people and be a 7-8 win team this year.
Yeah, and again, I think it all depends on what you call surprise. Is surprising making a bowl game? Is surprising competing for the Big Ten? Is surprisingly how bad a team is? You know, because I think the people from Ann Arbor are going to be surprised at just how bad their team is. For me, man, I think Nebraska's got a good chance of making some noise and maybe pulling off some upsets this year. I think they've got a great coach. I you know, we haven't seen him play really yet, but just a gut instinct, given the coach that they've got, given the fact that they have added some talent to that roster, I think they can make some noise.
Okay. I'm reading through some of the chat here real fast before we take our first phone call, Chris. Mello. Howard has wheels. I watched him outrun a safety with an angle pursuit. That's nuts. And he's huge. And I think someone mentioned he looks like Ben Roethlisberger.
I said that last week, yeah.
You've been saying that, yeah. Ohio 775, good to have you with us tonight, man. The inconsistency was because of positions. Talking about Will's inconsistency at K-State. Will was put in and the weapons he had more than anything. Okay.
Which goes to what I was saying, basically.
I might agree with that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, he is surrounded by so much more talent here than he had at Kansas State.
That, you know, that's what the K-State guys said in the cross pod we did with them, was that they're excited to see what he does.
With five-star receivers.
Yeah. Coconut Dreams with a $2 holler. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that. Hammer the Blue. Okay. At first I was trying to figure out what his little emoji message meant. I agree, man. You got a compliment from my wife, Chris. Chris.
You know, black jersey. Sarah, there's another guy who's got one of these sitting in my living room right now. Actually, two other guys. I've got Eric's and Aaron's both here as well.
So you sent me a picture of the black jersey you got me, and I just now noticed the number things. Hey, look at that. It says the Wild Man on it. Oh, I love it. You know, speaking of Wild Man, and you know, a lot of people don't know, Chris and I actually for about a year and a half did a sports movie podcast.
Yes.
And loved of course, it. Major League was one of our favorite comedy sports movies. And Wild Thing, right? Remember, you know, he comes out the Wild Thing. I still think to this day, I was having this conversation with my stepson, that Cleveland screwed up their naming change big time. They should have went with the Cleveland Wild Things.
Wild Things. I agree 100%.
It's not the Indians, and most people still would have been upset, but it's a whole lot better than Guardians, that's for sure. All right, ZZM, where's the number listed? If you're talking about the call-in, it should be on the number that's running across the bottom of your screen there, 567. I believe it's 567. I always forget the middle numbers. 483-1999. So right there at the bottom of your screen, it's rolling across. That's the number if you want to call in. We got a couple more super chats, Tyler. I'm coming to you here in just a couple minutes, but I am digging all these super chats. Truly, really do appreciate it, guys. It really does help the channel. It gets us started off to a good month here in the month of May at the OHIO podcast. Larry Daniels, cage match. Ryan Day's beard versus Lou Holtz lisp.
Larry Daniels, you have officially won the internet for tonight.
I'm done. Done. Stop the show. Stop the show. It's over.
He won the internet, man, right there. Oh.
Larry.
You have a little laugh track, Eric. We need a little laugh track on that soundboard. That would be great.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to respond to that. Listen, Larry. I don't appreciate this comment at all. Yeah, I was born with this, and it didn't stop me from being great. Ryan Daigle's beard's just not tough enough. My list, it's been through a couple world wars, Vietnam. I even kick on them stinking people down here in Miami. Them convicts. I was ready to fight them. This list would be super tough. Ryan's beard ain't nothing. Dude. Come on. Larry, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. Hey, man. Oh, Ohio 7715, baby. Thank you so much. A $20 holler. And all he said was OH. And we're going to give you the big IO.
IO.
Appreciate that so much, man. Hey, keep them coming, guys. We'll take them all night long if you like. We really do appreciate all of you. But this show is about taking phone calls. And so I'm going to go ahead.
Let's do it.
Run through here real fast. Babe, hey, look at this. Look at this guy. What's he doing here? That's JR.
Isn't he supposed to be like right down here below me, right here somewhere?
Yeah, well, you know, JR must be getting ready for a big show tonight himself. So
that's okay.
All right, man. JR, we just need to start calling the OHIO podcast the Buckeye Scoop After Show.
You know what? We'll take it.
Sure.
We'll take
it. How about Buckeye Scoop After Dark? After Dark. It gets a little more wild in here. All right, man. Let's talk. Let's give Tyler a chance here. Let's get Tyler on the line. Tyler, can you hear us, man?
Yes, I can, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you? Oh, wait a minute. This is Tyler. Okay.
That's Tyler.
I'm just making sure, man. Just making sure. How you been, brother? What's going on?
Very good. Well, I'm great, Eric. Chris, I'm doing great because all these Michigan fans were talking about Marquise Davis going to Ann Arbor, and then he goes to Kentucky.
I mean, a swing and a miss, baby. I mean,
Tony Alford does.
Tyler, they need to be ready because this is Tony Alford 101 right here.
And I talked to a bunch of Michigan fans. Eric, I know that I'm trying to educate them and trying to be respectful and say, this is who you have at your new running back coach. You're going to miss on recruits. I tried to warn them, but they didn't believe me, Eric. Chris,
well, Tyler, you can try to educate them, but the fact is you just can't fix stupid. That's what it comes down to. You can't fix stupid.
I know. What really intrigued me calling this evening was the whole question that you had posed, Eric, about how no senior transfer quarterback winning a championship.
Yeah.
I think that this, honestly, if Will Howard wins, which if he wins this year, we're going to make history. He's going to make history.
Yeah, I mean, if he wins, we will. No one's done it yet, but
when he wins, we will.
Okay. But why, Tyler? What makes you think Will Howard can do what no other senior transfer quarterback has been able to do in the history of college football?
Well, I'll say this, because I'm a 49er fan, Eric. This is very similar to Brock Purdy to me. Because for Brock Purdy, us 49er fans, we tell them, all you just got to do is play point guard. You got to play point guard. All you just got to do is just give the ball to your playmakers and make them and have them make plays. Like, it's just get the ball out quickly. Because with the 49ers, we don't have a good offensive line either. So it's kind of like I see a lot of similarities in both my teams. And Will Howard, all he just has to do is just play point guard. All he just got to do is just get it from point A to point B to point C.
So you, like Chris, Tyler, are trying to convince me that all the weapons around him will elevate his game enough to win a national championship. Because – you know, I'm not questioning Will Howard's ability here. Again, I've seen the guy play. I've watched film just like everybody else has. I've seen him do things at K-State that the normal quarterback's not going to do. But history is history. And you're giving me reasons, the same reasons Chris gave me, that Ohio State is built differently. I want to know why, what confidence you have in Will Howard as a person, as a player, something. Give me something about Will that you like, that you said will win this national championship for us.
Okay. If that's the case, if confidence level, I give it about a I'm gonna be very conservative with this because I don't want to be like want to over make it seem like if we're gonna be. I don't want to talk him up and say that be the greatest thing since Joe Montana. So I'm going to give it about a 6.5 out of 10. Just enough that it's you're comfortable right now. Because we won't know anything until he's at Eugene, Oregon. That's because all these five tune-up games are prepping us for the trip to Oregon. We won't know anything about this team until we go to Oregon. So my confidence level is about a 6.5 right now. How do you feel, Chris?
For me, I'm telling you, my confidence level is somewhere between an 8.5 and a 9. I think that this guy is going to be, like I said, I don't think he has to be a superstar. He doesn't have to go out and win a Heisman. I think that he's shown that he's got a decent football IQ. I think he's shown that he's got good athleticism. I think that in the past he has shown that he can be a great leader. And Eric, that's one of those things that I will put on Will Howard. I think he's a leader. I think that's one thing that is going to be what carries him. And I think that Ryan Day is going to let him be a leader.
Okay. Two things.
Actually, I take that back. I'll just make it balanced. Put about 7 because last year I forgot that we didn't have a guy who was a leader at quarterback. Like, we had a guy that was just a, you know, who didn't really win the job. And he wasn't really a leader.
So, we didn't have a leader. We had a neutered puppy.
Exactly. So, if just by that alone, that's giving me confidence. Enough confidence that I'll be like, okay, once you go to Oregon and we see who you really are in the biggest, quite honestly, the biggest game of the year right now, because Michigan, they're going to lose 4 games. We all know, but that's not the biggest game of the year this year. It's not. That game in Oregon is the biggest game of the year so far. Because they're on the same caliber as OSU. I don't know how you guys feel, but that's just me.
Well, Tyler, we've said it's going to be the first of 3. We really think that these teams are going to play 3 times this year. That's how good these 2 teams are.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, too.
I like the – well, 2 things, and Tyler, you brought it up too, and the chat was talking about it as well. He's not Kyle McCord, so that's one reason, right?
Remember, even with McCord, Eric, we were 1 drive away from beating the cheaters up north.
And I think the difference between a Kyle McCord and a Will Howard, like you said, Chris, which is my second point, is I think Will Howard's a leader. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it done. If that means I tuck it and run – that means on 3rd and short, you best believe I'm going to tuck it and run and use my 6'5", 242 frame to run you over and make sure I get that first down. That has been lacking from this team.
Since JT.
Justin Fields?
Oh, Justin, yeah.
I still remember Clemson breaking his ribs, coming back out and throwing a dime to Olave.
Touchdown the next play, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the leadership. Olave. Mm-hmm. That's the leadership. That's the toughness. That we're looking for. Tyler, let me ask you this question. One of the people in the chat brought it up in a question form on a super chat. Do you think there's a surprise team in the Big Ten this year?
Oh, I already know it was a surprise team. It's going to be Rutgers. they're going to win like maybe 8 games, 9 games. If they, especially with the new format, with if they don't play OSU, Penn State, Oregon, USC, like, I think this is Greg Schiano's best team. And I can't believe I'm saying this about Rutgers, but I think Rutgers is the – I give them about 8 wins, 9 wins. They did win a bowl game. They didn't go to a bowl game. I'm going to give – so.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this, Chris, Tyler, with you guys. I got their schedule pulled up right in front of me. Let's go win, loss, or coin flip. Ready? They open the season against Howard. Chris?
Win.
Tyler?
Win.
The second week, they play Akron at home.
Win.
We play Akron week one. So Akron's going to get humiliated by us. So I don't expect that. I expect the same thing from Rutgers. Rutgers is going to dominate them.
Week three bye, and then they have their first road game on the road, Blacksburg, Virginia, against the Hokies, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. I can't get – what was their record last year?
I think they were like 6-6.
Yeah, they weren't good.
And then they maybe 6-7 and after, because I think they lost the bowl.
Yeah. Game.
It's about like Rutgers.
I'll give them a win.
Okay, you're going to take that as a win? I would say coin flip.
I'm going to say a coin flip, but I will say this. Virginia Tech has not been the same since Frank Beamer left. I think that this is a winnable game for Rutgers, but because it's at Tech, I'd coin flip it.
All right, this isn't a Rutgers podcast. Let's speed it up here.
Yeah,
okay.
Fourth game, home against Washington. Depleted Huskies team.
Home against Washington lost a lot of players, right?
They lost a ton.
And their coach.
Mm-hmm. This should be a Rutgers win, right?
Yeah.
I'll give that a coin flip.
Okay.
I'm going to take the win. Yeah.
At Nebraska on the road, a Nebraska team that might be my other pick for a surprise Big Ten team.
I'm going to count that as a loss.
I'm going to give him an L on that one.
I think it's a coin flip. Versus Wisconsin, home against the Badgers.
I can't go against Fickell.
Coin flip it or loss?
Fickell's doing a great job in Madison, but the problem with Wisconsin is they don't have the talent. They don't. They're a good team, so I'll stay a loss.
Okay.
Maybe. Point flip.
Okay. Versus UCLA, so home against UCLA. That's an auto dub, guys. Come on.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be UCLA. So. UCLA. Right.
Then they go on the road at USC. There's a world where I see Rutgers going in there and surprising USC.
I could too, especially.
I think USC will be favored, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is an L.
The only problem I have with USC is how good is their defense since Alex Grinch is now and no longer there.
Well, it can't be no worse. I'll tell you that much.
Right. I'm going to go L as well.
I'm going to pull out the coin flip.
Okay. Then bye number two.
I just don't know about their defense.
Then bye number two, and then they have – here's their last four games. They're home against Minnesota. I think that's a win.
Win.
Yeah, that's a win.
On the road at Maryland, I think that's a win.
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 Home against Illinois, I think that's a coin flip.
Agreed.
I go coin flip.
And then on the road at Michigan State, I feel that that's another coin flip, but they should be favored.
Yeah, I'll take that as a win.
Yeah. I'll go win.
I have 6 wins, 4 coin flips, and 2 losses. Let's say they get two of those coin flips.
They're eight wins.
That's 8-4.
Yeah. I think that they're very likely an eight-win team.
Ah, all right. Tyler, anything else about Rutgers, man?
No, that's roughly the record I gave them. 8 wins, 9 wins.
Greg Schiano's got him going in the right direction, man. That's for sure. They just announced their quarterback. They got a new quarterback. He can actually throw the football. Think about that. Rutgers went 7-6 last year with a quarterback who couldn't throw the football.
Yeah.
And that running back's back.
Yeah, isn't their quarterback now the guy that came from Minnesota?
Yeah. Alec Amanis something like that. I can't pronounce his name. Alec Amanis, I think.
Yeah, I can't pronounce. I can't pronounce his name either.
Tyler, anything else on your mind, man? We got another caller waiting online.
I just have one more thing.
All right.
Michigan fans, this is the first example. I know Michigan fans listen to this. So hear me out, Michigan fans. This is just the first example of recruits that you're going to miss from Tony Alford. There's going to be a lot more to come.
All right. Okay. Tyler says, Michigan fans, more to come, man. Tyler, thanks for calling in, buddy. OH.
I hope.
Tyler's getting better and better every time he calls in, isn't he, Chris?
He is.
He's doing good, man. He said Rutgers is going to be good. And then I went through the list, and I'm like, yeah, he's probably right. Rutgers is going to win 8-9 games. I think he might be right. It's crazy, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Dude, you know what? They don't play us. They don't play us, Penn State.
Or Michigan. Dude.
Or Michigan. Yeah. So they're like, hey, man.
They don't have Oregon either.
We're out of the Big East. They don't have Oregon. Golly.
Arguably four of the top teams, what most people say are the top teams in the conference. And you know what? They don't see one of them. That might be as soft as Kyle McCord's schedule.
Let me answer this question. Let me answer this question real fast before we take our next caller. 419, I see you on the line, man. I think it's Sean that's waiting on the line. We'll get to you in just a second. Adam Dowling, my man, Adam Dowling. Why hasn't Central Michigan explained who that was on their sideline? There's a very simple answer for that
question. They don't want to be complicit. They don't want the NCAA coming after them too.
Think about this for a minute. That means they allowed somebody to get credentialed, didn't do their due diligence to find out who he was, then he changed his getup on the sideline to a coach, was not recognized by anybody on the staff to say, who is this guy, stood on their sideline during a game as a coach, and got away with it. There was an ESPN 30 for 30 about a guy who would try to, like, remember he dressed up and got into the NBA All-Star game and did in the layup line, and then it became his shtick, and so he tried to be an umpire, and then he shagged balls at the Major League All-Star game. Yeah. And literally what he did. He actually broke the law. So,
you know, I just got to say, I don't know if you've been watching the chat, but you know, JR now loves Tyler. There's some serious Rutgers love going on
you,
over there.
I was going to say, you know why, don't you?
Yeah, JR's a closet Rutgers guy.
Closet Rutgers fans over here. Yeah. All right, let's go to our next caller. 419, Sean Schrock, what's happening, my man?
What's going on, Boggs? Hey, Wild Man. Love the New Jersey, man.
Thank you.
Hey, where did you get that at? I want to get one of those.
These can be purchased through the Ohio State Store and lots more in Marion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Shoot me something on Facebook and I can get you set up, my man.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah, I love those jerseys.
So
one thing I have to say, there was one quarterback that probably couldn't win us a national championship, and that would be Bowserman this year. He had to probably be the worst quarterback we've had. But I think Will Howard, I think he's a gamer. I think he can make the plays when we need him to make the plays. He won a Big 12 championship. So I have all the confidence in the world that he can lead this team to a championship.
So you have confidence in him because of experience is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah.
And you think he's a big game quarterback, a gamer. Okay.
I mean, he's played a lot of games. He's won a lot. I mean, he's won a championship. I mean, and these guys, like you said before, he's a leader. Like you guys were saying earlier, McCord is not a leader, but Will Howard is a leader. And he can make a play when he needs to make a play, whether it be with his arm or if he just needs to tuck it down and run. He'll make the play for him. I think McCord half the time was so scared he was kind of peeing himself. So I don't think Will Howard will have that problem this year.
You know what? You know what, Sean? I could have this conversation with you because I think that intellectually you would understand it. And, oh, man, is this a new T-shirt idea, JR? Ooh, we might have to come up with something like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There was something that happened last season when it came to Honda McCord that irritates me to no end, Sean. And I still haven't gotten over it. I mean, I'm sure you played sports at one time, Sean. Most people did.
Football and basketball.
Okay. And if you've got any competitive spirit about you at all, sometimes It's not the winning that motivates you. It's the I don't want to lose. I hate losing so much that's what motivates me to win. It's not the victory. It's the I hate losing so much. A perfect example of that is Urban Meyer, right?
Addicted to the win.
Urban is addicted to win, and losing is toxic to him, okay?
It is. He has trouble getting over him, too. And I think you guys, didn't we discuss this last week where he had issues with the losses where he never really learned from them? He let it eat him up, and might have cost him a couple.
It's why It's why the NFL, it's just, it is what it is. It was so bad for him there. He couldn't handle it. You have to understand that in the NFL, it's about matchups and that losses are going to happen. No, the Miami Dolphins were the last undefeated team. When was that, Chris? Like
72.
I was born in 81. I'm 43.
I was born in 72.
The last time an NFL team went undefeated was when little baby Chris blessed this world. Okay. Right. Come on, man. Some would say he's as old as dirt now. Okay.
Older.
So come on.
Hey, I was born in 78, so you got a couple years on me, Chris. So
well, you know, the only one who might not say that's our boy Jay, because he's about the same age. He's only a couple years younger than me.
So let me get back to my point. Let me get back to my story, Sean. We're in South Bend, Indiana. Game number 3, right? I think it was their fourth game of the season. They were 3-0. We were 2-0. We go into South Bend, Indiana. We're down. By the way, I will be the first person who goes over to the Always Irish program in the chat and admit to everybody, and I'll still admit to this, if Notre Dame would have just turned around and handed the ball off to Estime that last drive, we would not have won that game.
No.
Notre Dame, trying to get cute, trying to get fancy, allowed us to have an opportunity to win that game. McCord.
Well, he almost threw the ball away, too. Remember, he almost threw an interception, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm getting to Hartman that. Did. Yeah, I'm getting to that. McCord probably should have thrown an interception the game over, a game-ending interception. We got away with it. Drives down the field. The ball he threw to Emeka Egbuka to get us down to the goal line was the best throw I have seen since probably, gosh, I don't know. CJ had some good ones in the back of the corner of the end zone.
Hey, how about Krenzel in the national championship when it was it fourth down and 14 and they're in overtime and he hit Jenkins to keep it going?
Holy Buckeye.
Holy Buckeye was the one that came to mind for me,
Holy
too.
Buckeye comes to mind. Anyways, my point is this. If you're a competitor, if you're a leader of men, if you're going to be the quarterback of Ohio State, at that moment, he comes running off the field. He's pumped. He showed emotion for the first time.
Yes.
Where'd it go?
I was going to say, it's the first time and about the only time.
After that, I mean, we're calling him Kyle McCool. Like, we're jumping on the show the next Sunday night. We're talking about we found our quarterback. And he falls flat on his face the next game. He looked terrible. Yeah. And we had a bye week after that, if you recall.
Yeah.
That's when I knew. That's when I knew this ain't the guy.
That's when you realized the Honda was a Yugo.
He should have taken – that moment should have elevated his game.
Yeah.
And he should have commanded that huddle. I'm the guy. Look what we did in South Bend. I'm the man. Here we go. Instead, we got a Honda driving the offense when we have a Maserati on the outside, and you guys know I hate that nickname.
Eric, you're right. That should have been what was the beginning of a Heisman campaign. That truly should have been a Heisman-type moment that started a campaign right there.
So my point is this, Sean. Tell me I'm wrong. I think the biggest missing piece to Ohio State winning a national championship is a quarterback who can lead the huddle.
I totally agree with you.
So if you tell me, Will Howard's that guy, here's what I'm going to come back with you. Why did he leave Kansas then? Why did he leave Kansas State? If he's that guy, if he's like, I'm going to lead this team, I'm going to lead you, why did he leave Manhattan, Kansas?
Because he said the reason he came to Ohio State because he wanted to be developed for the next, to go to the pros, because that's what he knew that he needed.
For the NFL. That doesn't win me a natty. I want a natty, man. I want to win a national championship. It's like all those stupid Ann Arbor fans right now gloating about J.J. McCarthy. It doesn't matter anymore.
Eric, that's why he came here. That's why he came here, was to win a national championship.
To win it.
He just, what he did was he took his talents to South Beach. That is what he did right there.
That don't help me. I don't want to be South Beach. I want to be championship. I want to be the national championship city, baby. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be.
Hey, I hear you. How many times last year did we see Ryan Day screaming at McCord on the sideline?
Oh my gosh.
Not hitting the wide, you know, the guy, the wide open guy. I mean, he missed so many throws. I mean, I don't know about you, but being a competitor, I would be embarrassed if my dad went into the coach's office and started asking, is my spot, you know, guaranteed? And the way his dad would go in there and talk to Ryan Day and demand that he'd be the starter. I mean, I would be embarrassed if my parents did that.
Oh,
I mean, I would want to earn my spot on my own hard work and my own merits.
You and me both.
You know, I wouldn't want my mommy and daddy in the coach's office complaining.
Yeah, you and me both.
I just don't think that. I mean, I was shocked when he pulled that off. I'll give McCord some credit, you know, for that Notre Dame game. I was shocked like you were. I thought, you know, this is going to lift them up, and it didn't. And I don't know how true this is, but I heard one of the reasons why McCord got the job over Devin Brown is because they knew if he didn't start McCord, that McCord, his confidence would be shot and there'd be no way he could go back to him if something happened to Devin Brown. He knew Devin Brown could handle it. That was one of the rumors I heard. I don't know how true it is, if you guys heard that too, but obviously he's not a leader and he doesn't have confidence, you know.
Derek McCord walked in Ryan Day's office and he wanted his son to be promised the starting position for next season. And Ryan Day said, I'm not even going to promise him the starting position for the bowl game. He's going to have to earn it. Again, he's not a competitor. A competitor says, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to absolutely destroy Mizzou and show you that I deserve to be the starter for next season. Instead, he took his ball and went home. Good riddance. I don't want you.
Well, then he purposely tried to screw him. I mean, what's that say about your character there, buddy? You know, you leave your teammates hanging right before a ball game like that. I mean, if I was Syracuse, I wouldn't even want him. I would have told him to go, you know, pound salt. I wouldn't have taken him.
Hold on, let me
that's answer. Not a guy I want.
Our Michigan friend's back. He's talking about draft
picks. Oh, who is it?
Burks. He's talking about draft picks. Good to see you tonight, Burks. Welcome back.
What's he bragging about? Draft picks?
Draft picks, 13 of them. 13 of them.
Well, we had 14. We had 14 of them.
Well, we had.
And they had one first-round pick. That was it, one.
And that was a bad pick. That was a terrible pick. I cannot believe Minnesota overreached on this guy who, when it comes to throwing, couldn't hit sand if he fell off a camel. Are you serious?
So
I would have taken Bo Nix. We were listening to it. We were watching it together and listening to it. I would have taken Bo Nix over J.J. McCarthy in a heartbeat.
The only way he hits receivers
I wouldn't even thought about it.
Fall on their backside.
All right, dude. So, Burks has a point. Only four drafted isn't good. That is not Ohio State standard. It is not. Any year.
No, it's not.
Any year.
Yeah, but how many people do we have? Look how many people we have coming back. I mean, it's not like we had a big class graduating. I mean.
But.
We still had a higher draft. I mean, we still had the fourth overall draft pick. I mean, you're gonna have drafts like that some years where you're gonna have a bunch of picks,
right?
And you know, other years you're not gonna have that many.
Two things. Number one, like everybody's mentioning, we had 11 possible juniors come back. If you do the math, 11, and I'm not saying they all would have been drafted, but 11 plus 4, math is hard. I understand you probably went to Ann Arbor. That's 15. Okay, 15, last time I checked, Chris, is more than 13, right?
Just like our 14 that we had was more than their 13.
However, I'll take it a step further than what the chat is. Go back and look at how many underclassmen the previous three drafts for Ohio State declared.
Yes.
So you automatically had a smaller senior class.
Yes.
Plus all the juniors that came back. Right. I know math is hard, and I know that you're having fun poking us at that, but you do realize, Burke, this is literally the last thing you get advantage over Ohio State for probably the next decade.
Well, usually they lose two decades in time, Eric.
This is it.
Can you ask him if he got his Marquise Davis jersey yet?
What's that?
Ask Burke if he ordered his Marquise Davis jersey.
Yeah. And by the way,
that's right. He chose Kentucky over Michigan.
He's still wearing his McCrappy jersey.
What makes me laugh is they were crying and they were bragging about how they stole Marquise Davis from Ohio State on Twitter. Now all of a sudden they're saying, well, Marquise Davis left because she got a bigger payday. We don't pay our players. I said, how'd you guys just get all these basketball players left and right the last 3 weeks? They're not coming to school to play for free. I mean, they're buying a team for their basketball team. Why aren't they paying for their football players? Or maybe Marquise Davis just doesn't want to play for Tony Elford in a toxic culture.
They don't have to buy their football players. They cheat their way to national titles.
I mean, it makes me laugh because they were saying, oh, looks like Tony Elford is a great recruiter after all, and was poking fun at us. Well, look at what happened, guys. This is what's going to happen for years to come. Get used to it.
Oh, Sammy Poston. Good to see you tonight, man. I haven't seen Sammy on here in a while. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's an old timer right there. Hey, Adam Dowling, who's a Notre Dame fan, by the way. I like Adam. Adam's a great guy. Better have fun now, talking to the Scum fans. Cheating is over, and I love it when Notre Dame's like, Ohio State's going to boat race you. Like, I love it. Like, Notre Dame even knows, man. Like, it's coming, boys. It's coming.
Is this the year we hang that 100 on them? God, I hope so.
I hope they shut them out, too. I want to shut out.
My dream scenario is we've got a comfortable lead. We score a touchdown in the fourth, and Ryan Day
goes for two.
Because and then in the post game news conference, because you know what it's got to be Tim May, right? Tim May. Here we go. Here's my Tim May coming out tonight, right? So, you know, Ohio State, Tim May from Letterman Row. I think that's where he's at now. Two quickies here, coach. I digress. Two quickies. Why'd you go for three there at the end? And Ryan Day goes.
No, why'd you go for two?
Why'd you go for two there? And Ryan Day goes. You know why.
Couldn't go for three.
You know why. He doesn't even have to answer it. Right? It would be the best moment ever. You know why.
Oh, especially if they shut them out too. I want to shut out because they think they got the best defense in college. So I want us to prove that we got the best defense.
Better yet, he says that's what you do when you're born on third. Just throw it right back at them, you know. Hey, I have neglected to mention this. I see her in the chat. And I want to give her flowers. The queen is here. Everybody knows her on Scoop as Asian Posh. She is in the chat. First time she's been here. Welcome to the OHIO podcast. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, I also want to give Asian Posh, we call her the queen, the Scoop queen. But she is now an administrator on there, and she's in charge of the wrenches. Get rid of the any trolls that come in, she can whack them now. So congratulations, Doreen. I'm happy for you. Well deserved.
Yes, congratulations. We're a little different here. We like to actually interact with them because it's great content. So if it gets too bad, I'll let them go. But But Burks is pretty good. We have some good and bad. I think Chris is about ready to explode. I'm letting you know we might have more first-round draft picks than OSU this year as well. Loveland, Johnson, Graham, and Grant are all first-round picks.
What world does a team with four or five losses
get four first-round picks? Hold on. You know what? Burks is just regurgitating. Someone, I forget who it was, put out a first-round mock for next year and put those four in the mock. So he's just regurgitating that. If you are taking –
honestly, though
– if you're taking your belief from a mock draft on May in May, what are you doing? That just shows your unintelligence. Why?
We'll have more picks in the first 10 picks than they have in the first round.
Well, do they have a chance to get four first-round draft picks next year, being honest? Yeah, they have a chance. But you know what? Ohio State has a record for most draft picks in the NFL, first-round draft picks. And we also put more three-star recruits in the NFL than anybody. So this, we buy players, we can't develop them, BS. Well, there you go, Burke, and all you other Michigan people that say, we can't develop anybody. Well, we put more three stars in the NFL than any team. I mean, any college team. So, and we have the first round draft pick record. So, well, guys, I want to thank you for letting me be on, and congratulations that your show is doing really well. I'm proud of you guys. You guys got an awesome show. I'll let you get to another caller. Thanks for always giving me my time on here. I appreciate you guys.
Sean, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate the positive feedback you give me. Sean does a really good job of sending me a positive encouragement throughout the week, and it does help. I appreciate that, Sean. Have a good one, man. OH.
You too. IO, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Burks has clearly been out drinking with the Michigan coaching staff. That's all I can figure.
But I actually like Burks.
Don't get behind the wheel, my friend.
It's fun. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the topic at hand. Who cares about the draft? I mean, seriously. It's fun because there's nothing else going on. But, like, outside of maybe if I'm doing nothing else on Sunday and there's a game on and I look to see which Buckeye's playing, I'm not a diehard Browns fan. I claim the Bengals, but I probably watched them twice or three times last year at the most. So to me, and by the way, this isn't an NFL podcast. So it's a kind of a moot point. But getting back to our argument at hand. Do you feel – because I feel like, Chris, I made a good point – and I was playing devil's advocate there. You probably picked up on that. Mm-hmm. That Will Howard leaving K-State and us kind of welcoming him in, adopting him into the Buckeye Brotherhood, the family, and immediately crowning him as he's going to be the one to win the national championship, whatever. But in the same token, if we flip the script and Will Howard – had led us to a Big Ten championship, and then he left and went to Kansas State, would we be as quick to compliment him on his gamesmanship, his will to win, his desire, who he is as a leader, as we are now? Because
no, because we're human. There's an emotional factor that plays into it. So no, we absolutely would. You know, we've talked about this before, Eric. You know, just because we might smile, we might give the half-hearted good luck, we hope you do well at your next school. But the fact is, it's human nature. You're going to be offended. You're going to be hurt. You're going to get angry.
Yeah. That's why I don't say, you know, hey, go be great. Like, I mean,
I'm going to say it. Good luck to Dallin Hayden, because my God, playing for an egomaniac like Coach Prime and his even more psychotic children, you're going to have your hands full, my friend. I think that's going to be a mistake.
That's crazy.
But to these other guys, you know, I am going to say, you know, good luck. Even to Julian Fleming, who went home to Penn State. You know, I hope he has a decent season. I hope we run him into the ground, but I hope he has a decent season.
Here's what I'd like to
see
about that.
I'd like to see him get a good draft pick out of it.
Hold on a second. Because I think we can answer this one, Chris. Will Howard was told to leave KSU. He was told he was not going to start because they wanted to start the younger QB this year. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
If you go to our YouTube channel, Donald and Karen, we did a video with a K-State podcast called Cocaine Willie. We explained in the first 5 minutes why that name's crazy like that. It's an entire like 45, 50-minute podcast with them.
About Will Howard. Yeah.
Answering that question right there. And they do a great job of saying yes and no to that. That he was kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And although there was definitely a feeling amongst the fan base that it was time for Will Howard to move on so that they could have the younger quarterback take his place, if they didn't want to see Will Howard stuck in that position where he's better, but at the same time, as soon as one mistake happens, there he goes.
Yeah.
So it was tough. It was tough place for him to be in. And I understand that. I'm playing kind of a devil's advocate here with this topic, but go watch that video. I think you're really going to enjoy that. Now, let's talk Julian Fleming.
Yeah.
You and I both know, Chris, that Julian Fleming in his first 4 or 5 games has about 6 touchdowns, 700 yards.
And then he fades.
Well, hold on. You know, on Twitter, the Ohio State fan base is going to start blaming Ryan Day and Brian Hartline for letting him go.
Who are we going to take off the field? Who are we going to take off the field to put him on the field?
I know. I'm just telling you straight up. That's why I don't do the whole go be great rooting for you thing. I don't have – that way, when he is great, I can say, well, sucks. Wish we still had him, but I'm not sitting here doing what they're doing, some of those in fan base, and trying to blame Ryan Day for it. And at the same time, if he goes and falls flat on his face, I don't have to feel bad for it either. I'm not – here's the thing, okay? I'm a fan – of the name on the front of the jersey.
Absolutely.
More than the name on the back of the jersey.
I don't disagree.
Those names change.
Yes.
Every 3 to 4 years. And with the transfer portal, they're changing quicker than
every
that.
Every 3 to 4 days, you know.
The name on the front of the jersey never changes.
Right.
That's why I don't have the emotion with it. Maybe I'm saving my emotions. I'm protecting my emotions. You know, I don't want to see our good players go. You know, we're part of the college huddle, Chris, which means there's a lot of G5 schools that we partner with.
Yes.
Go ask them what they think about the transfer portal.
Oh, they hate it.
Their best players. They have a player who has an all conference season. He's as good as gone. He's going to go to a Power 5 school.
And even schools that are in the Power 5, that next tier down.
Yeah.
You know, you think a guy goes out, has a tremendous season at Cincinnati, Ryan Day might not want to reach out if he decides to enter the portal. You think, you know, a guy from, just look. Guys from Florida Atlantic, you know, get the chance to go and play at Alabama. Guys from Vanderbilt get a chance to go and play at that team up north. You think they're not going to jump at that? It's common sense.
If you're going to Vanderbilt, though, you're going for education. Let's just be honest.
But you know, Eric, they are a academic institution. That's what the fans always like to tell us.
Right there. Perfect example. That's a perfect example. Jameson Williams. He was buried on the depth chart.
Yeah.
He was going to be number 4 receiver at Ohio State.
Yeah.
He was battling to be the 3rd receiver and probably was not going to win it over Jackson Smith the Jigba.
Right.
So he goes to Alabama and is a star. Ends up being a
first-round draft pick.
There were literally fans on Twitter who were blaming Ryan Day and Brian Hartline for that.
But who were you going to bench? Were you going to bench Smith and Jigba, the guy who ended up having arguably one of the greatest seasons ever in Ohio State history?
No, of course not.
Who are we going to pull down? One of the two first-round draft picks in Olave and Garrett Wilson? We're going to sit them so he can play? Guys, sometimes this is just something that happens when you have an overabundance of talent.
So what I'm getting at is this. I can't stand it, the double standard that happens, right? So player leaves, fan angry. Player B comes in, fan happy. it's a two-way road here.
Well, for me, I'd be the first to tell you. If I was a K-State fan, I would be miserable. I would be so angry and I'm screaming. But as an Ohio State fan, I love the fact that we got Will Howard.
And you and I both know, if we win the national championship this year, we're going to think it was great. And Will Howard's a Buckeye. And when he gets drafted in the NFL, and, it's going to be the Joe Burrow effect.
Yes.
He graduated from Kansas State. He played 4 years there,
But what do I always say?
But when
the argument comes up as Joe Burrow a Buckeye? Yeah, he's a Buckeye. He graduated from Ohio State. He played football at LSU. Same thing can be said about Will Howard if he comes in and wins the national title.
But he played more football at Kansas State than Ohio State.
No, that's what I'm saying. He went to Kansas State, but he played football for Ohio State.
All right. So in closing, because I don't think we have gotten another phone call yet. We'll give it a couple more minutes. See if someone else calls in and wants to chat. If not, I'm going to wrap it up with this. Here's where this all comes from. Over in Notre Dame land, they were having a conniption about Hartman. Did you notice Hartman didn't get drafted?
I didn't see anything that would have made me want to draft him.
Listen to this. If Hartman would have stayed at Wake Forest and went 7-5, 6-6,
he's probably had
amazing numbers.
He's probably a third or fourth round pick at worst.
Bingo.
It's as simple. You can't play on the grandest stage and fall on your face and think that you're going to get drafted highly in the NFL draft. You just can't. The only exception is, for some reason, this false narrative that Caleb Williams is the second coming.
Oh, gosh, I can't. That's a completely another show.
Or the idea that a guy who doesn't throw a pass in the second half of numerous games in a year is worthy of a number 9 draft pick. It's just stupid.
He does have nice hair. You're right, Coconut. Here's the deal with that, though, Chris. Here's the deal. So they're having a debate in Notre Dame land, because they went back to the senior 1 year transfer senior well again with the with the Duke quarterback. And they're having the debate, what is better, going in the portal and getting a quarterback who's got some experience to lead your team, or developing that guy? I think if we ask Ryan Day the exact same question, I think Ryan Day, to a man, would say it's development.
Sure.
I want to develop my guy. Which leads me to this question. Does Devin Brown have a legitimate shot to win the starting job at Ohio State this fall if Ryan Day thinks Will Howard, Devin Brown, I think they're about the same?
Absolutely. If he thinks that they are at the exact same level, I think Devin Brown has a chance. He is Ryan Day's guy. Will Howard was brought in because Ryan Day wasn't sure that his guy was the guy. And I think the doubt creeped in there specifically after last season. And I'm not talking about what happened so much with Devin Brown in the bowl games or the injuries. I'm talking about what happened with the Yugo, not the Honda, the Yugo McCord.
The no-go.
I think that the no-go. McCord. The no-go, exactly. I think that McCord has left Ryan Day questioning somewhat what he had in that quarterback room. That's why he reached out. Now, should Devin Brown, who I also think has the ability to lead, I think he's got the confidence. I think he's got the athleticism, much like he's not as big a guy as Will Howard, but he's got the athleticism. You know, I think that either of these guys, if they're even up, could be viable. I just don't know that, you know, I think he likes the experience of Will Howard. That, I think, is what is giving him the advantage. I sure hope not, by the way, Jeremiah. That's the stupidest number for a quarterback.
I like it.
But, no, right. I think he's got a chance, though. I do think he has a chance.
All right. So I wanted to come full circle and bring this to you, Chris. Does Will Howard, knowing the statistic I talked about, that no senior transfers ever won a national championship, weigh any part at all in the thinking of choosing a starting quarterback? Should it? Should it? No. Even?
No. I think that...
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because Ryan Day now has gotten 2 full years to develop Devin Brown. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
And a failure to develop Devin Brown and make him a winner means two times in a row he has recruited and then failed to develop the starting quarterback, which is the most important position in college football, to do exactly that.
That is why I think that the two freshmen right now are
Julian Sain
and Aaron Nolan are such a coveted commodity by Ryan Day. I think that if it looks like Will Howard is the better quarterback, I think obviously he's still going to groom Devin Brown because Devin Brown's going to be the number two. But I honestly also think that come next season, his emphasis is going to be on those freshmen. So, I don't think it's going to weigh in because I think, A, he likes the experience, but B, I think you're going to see if Day is aware of the statistic, if Howard is aware of this statistic, Will Howard's the kind of guy that if he sees a statistic, I think it's going to put a fire in his belly and make him want to do it that much more.
God, I hope so.
Because he is that competitor that McCord was not.
All right. We'll see who in the national media will pick up the story and run with it.
Wouldn't be the first time they had all of our best ideas, Eric.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. But all of you in the chat, you'll know where you heard it first. You'll know where you heard it first right here on the OHIO podcast, man. Hey, we appreciate each and every single one of you. Hit that like button, that thumbs up button if you haven't already. It really does help the algorithms over at YouTube push this out to more people. Thanks again to all of the scoopers who came in, all of our old timers, all of those.
Love seeing those guys in too.
Been following us since the old audio days and from the beginning of YouTube a little over a year ago. Good to have you. So some new ones tonight. All you new people, Thanks again.
Consider subscribing.
Doreen, thank you so much. Congratulations on your daughter being graduating. I think your daughter graduated from Iowa State, if I recall correctly, seeing that on Twitter. So congratulations to that. Very cool. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate each and every single one of you. We will be back Sunday night with a we're going to have all kinds of good. Chris, actually, I motivated Chris with last Sunday night's show, and he's got a top 10 list that intrigues me. We're going to be talking about that Sunday night, if that's all right, Chris.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, we'll be back live. JR will actually – we might have someone else back who's been a long time. Someone go tell Dylan to go get a hold of Big Mac Mary, because Sergeant MVP and his Amish internet hopefully will be back.
In the house.
We'll be back Sunday night to chat Buckeyes with us. That ought to be a lot of fun. Yes, he's still with us. Man, you've been awful quiet, DK. Yeah, go tell Big Mac Mary. Aaron's going to be back with us.
Them kids took it out of him today, Eric.
Hopefully, Aaron. He said, I should be back Sunday. So hopefully he will be back. All right. Again, we appreciate each and every single one of you. Hit that thumbs up. Share it with somebody. All of you new guys, thank you so much for being here. And thanks for having fun with that Michigan troll who dropped in to try to rub 13 draft picks in our face. And we basically told him he couldn't count. So. That was a lot of fun. Till next time, be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH. Send Carmen, Ohio, with all your heart. Chris, you know what to do. OH!
I owe!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.